RTE2FM. A quick question for you. In Ireland, when it comes to drinking alcohol, are women treated differently? Is there still a little bit of a stigma to, let's say, a woman being seen to drink a pint? And remember, please drink responsibly. Just think of ads at the moment. Do you ever see a woman drinking a pint of Rockshore or whatever? It really wasn't that long ago in this very country where a woman might have to drink in a snug or a lounge or might not even be able to drink out of a pint glass. To speak to us more on this, Dr. John Connolly is a senior lecturer at DCU Business School, and he wrote a paper on this in 2021, and he is here to chat about it. John, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Thanks for doing this. First of all, are you a fan of Bobby Brown?
I suppose I didn't mind that tune.
It was inoffensive. Okay, it was grand. Okay, Graham, you can keep it in the playlist. Good. Just had to clear that up. John, can you tell us about the paper you wrote?
Yeah, So it's a little bit like you've said at the beginning. It's about in the last 10 years, I would cycle to work some mornings and I started to notice advertisements. I don't need to name the brands, with the image of a woman in a pint glass. And I have to say, in a sense, I hadn't noticed that before. And I teach a course in advertising in DCU.
Okay.
And I'd kind of already been looking at kind of gender relations and stuff, so it kind of struck me as kind of interesting.
Okay.
So I suppose that stimulated me to kind of have a look at the broader context and what was happening. So that's what led to writing the paper.
To writing the paper, okay. And it might just give people a bit of context, because you mentioned it there, and as soon as you said it, I mean, I don't know if I've seen that ad recently, or you know what I mean? It does seem a bit odd as soon as you say it, but we just take it as a given. But it might seem mad today, but what was the reasoning behind women only being allowed in a snug or a lounge all those years ago?
Yeah, so it really basically, as more women started to kind of initially, pubs what we might call male preserves for a long time, particularly since the early 1900s. And in Ireland now, I'm referring to. Mm-hmm. And increasingly, as kind of women, or some women, started to frequent pubs, they were, for want of a better word, you might call it confined. And what I mean by that is there's a kind of a social stigma about moving to other parts of the pub. It's not that they can be physically confined as such in terms of being forcibly moved in, but it carries this kind of a social risk. So they often, the first part that you start to see women appearing is what we're called lounges and snugs. And when that starts to break down in terms of much more social mixing, that's when you start to see the kind of increase in the intensity of the stigma around women drinking pints.
Okay.
So there's an increasing conflation between femininity and the half pint glass. And the irony is, the other side of that coin was that up until then, and if you looked at that, you know, John Breslin and Sarah Ann Buckley's book on Old Ireland photographs that's come out in the last few years, in that you'll see lots of images from the 50s and 60s of men drinking from half pint glasses.
So okay, why did that change? Yeah, that is interesting.
The other side of the coin.
Do you think women coming out of the snug, probably around the 1960s, when they were coming out of the snug and into the bar or whatever, is that when men's drinking habits changed?
So as the conflation of weight between half-pint glasses and femininity intensifies, men increasingly see it as a risk to their masculinity to be seen drinking half-pint glasses. So they move increasingly towards the use of pint glasses.
Okay.
So it's the other side of the coin, if you know what I mean. So that space, you know, it's the breakdown. It's first, what you can often see is where you start to get more equal or less unequal power relations, might be a better way of putting it. It can also have what we call integrating tensions, and that's one aspect of it, as men started to try and exert a kind of a status aspect in terms of their established position again, and they start to kind of label half-pint glasses as feminine and pint glasses as being unfeminine. And that kind of existed right up and through the 1970s. There's more tensions, and again, with a kind of another tilting of the power balance, you start to see that kind of breakdown again. And it really breaks down from the 1980s. So there's, you still see hints of it, but largely women aren't refused. There's the odd place, and I'm sure older people from older generations will still remember that even into the 80s, 90s, they could still maybe identify certain bars where it might occur, you know?
Okay. When did the ads change then? That must have been very recent. Like, when did advertisers start, putting pints in women's hands?
Yeah, I mean, the only ones I came across or even noticed were in the last 10 years, to be honest. And when I went to search for other ones, even like the RT Guide from the 1980s and from well-known brands and where they had celebrities, there's one with Mary Black, for example, and there's another from, I think, the women's winner of the marathon in the 80s. And they're showing with half pint glasses, for example. There's a beer called Phoenix, which I don't think exists anymore from the south of the southeast. And I had, again, women using what we might call the glass or half pint glass. And it certainly is, as far as I can find, it's only in the last 10 years I really see images with the actual pint glasses, and now they're very common.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a bike today and go around Dublin City and see if I can see any billboards or ads.
I'm pretty certain you will, yeah. And even on the TV adverts, they're showing them as well now, which again is relatively new, I think, you know.
So you think women, do you think the stigma is gone, or do you think women still face a type of stigma in Ireland for their drinking, let's say?
Well, there are two elements to that. I think that in a broader sense, in terms of what we would call the pint glass, that has largely diminished in the sense that it, for the vast majority of women, it really doesn't exist. There are probably still hints of it and legacy effects. And what I mean by that is, so people who were socialized into socialized in drinking at a time when that power balance was less, less equal, both men and women might kind of still have a sense of embarrassment or social shame about watching someone, particularly maybe a relation or whatever, who's drinking. And I have encountered that. I've heard people kind of say it, you know, from a parent or whatever, saying, you know, that they looked at me odd when I had a pint. And that's a woman, you know, saying that. So there's probably a little drag effect, but it's, you know, it's diminishing. So there's still that possibility. Now I can't answer your second part of that question, is since can women still be stigmatized around drinking? I haven't looked at that in a broader sense to do with quantity or things like that. So that's still a possibility.
Will you look at this for me? I have something for you to do now, because Cormac Batten has a theory.
Like, I've nothing else to do.
Like, you're not busy. Listen, just take the rest of the day off and watch American programs like The Morning Show and all these shows that there's a lot of heavily female cast, and count how many times they are in the kitchen with a glass of wine in their hand. Okay?
Right. Yeah,
Cormac is convinced that there's lots of money coming from wineries in California being pumped into these productions, because all he sees as a non-drinker of the last 2 years, we were having this conversation yesterday, is in these programs, they always have wine in their hand. These women always, when they go in, they're giving out about their husband. They go to the fridge and they take out the Sauvignon Blanc, or they're cooking, or they're having an argument, or they're sitting down with a friend. There's always wine. There's always glasses of wine, which makes me want to have a glass of wine. So, I mean, it's interesting to notice these things, especially when it, and then you did a whole paper on this and notice how advertising has changed. But will you cancel your plans and your meetings today, and will you have a look at that for me and see, do you notice anything sinister going on?
I do. Sure. The thought of cancelling exam corrections sounds good, so I'm quite happy to do that.
Sit down and watch American telly. Well, listen, it's a really interesting paper. Thank you so much for giving us your time, and hopefully we'll chat again soon. Thanks, John. There we go. That is John, a senior lecturer at DCU Business School, Dr. John Connolly, his proper title, speaking to us there about just the difference that men and women face when it comes to Ireland's drinking culture. Don't forget to drink responsibly. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.